Kim?
This is an extraordinary event for you to be witness to, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around. It's surreal at times. There's just so many moments, and every one of them, you just get the sense, overwhelming sense of watching history. I've just managed to get across and through all the barricades here to talk to some of those mourners that are coming out of Westminster Hall, and they are, what would you say, beaming. They are feeling pretty good after a long wait. Most of the ones that I was speaking to had waited about 6 hours for about a 5-minute walk through. A couple of them had been there for the changing of the guard, and they were pretty chuffed that they had seen that. They all talked about a great sense of pride in the incredible organisational feat of getting all these mourners through. It's moving fairly fast, the queue, you'd have to say. So maybe they will get through 500,000 in, what, 4 days?
I wonder what time people are allowed to spend by the coffin before they get briskly moved along. They can't hang around, I guess.
I don't think it's very long.
It's all quite mad, isn't it, Corin? You know, the whole, the Busbys and the ceremony and the marching and the... It's all, when you step back, quite bonkers, but engrossing.
It is. I have to agree. In the sense, it's just such an extraordinary amount of energy and effort and organisation. There are 10,000 police. There are police everywhere. It is. You just think they must have spent years planning this. And everything seems to be going by this incredible clockwork book of instructions. You just sort of ask yourself, why would you do all this? But it's so important to the British people. They absolutely love it. We queued and stood up for about 4 hours, 5 hours today with a big bunch of people. Inevitably, you end up becoming friends with everyone standing right next to you. One woman's son was in the army, so she just over from us, so she was pretty proud. People were laughing and joking at times, and then when the coffin came past, it was, you know, very quiet and hushed. There were a few people applauding. It was a very strange situation, and we couldn't move. We were stuck in there. That was it. Once we were in the sort of pen that we were in to watch, that was it. In amongst Polish TV crews and all sorts of craziness. So, yeah, it is a surreal environment. There's no doubt about it. But just, yeah, kind of mind-blowing, really.
You know, Britain may be struggling, you know, economically. People can't pay their power bills and so on, but they can sure throw a party in this way.
Well, it's a suspension of reality, isn't it?
Because yes,
it is. Interesting. You know,
yeah.
at the same time, that is ongoing. You've got huge story about the energy prices that suddenly is knocked off the headlines. Inflation's still running at very high levels. Those issues haven't gone anywhere. And the new prime minister is nowhere to be seen. It's like reality is suspended, and it's not over, obviously. You know, it's another 4 or 5 days of this to go. And I think the people here who have flocked into the city, I mean, it's just gridlocked on every street. They're lapping it up. They really want to be here. I find it hard to describe the words, because you don't want to say they're upbeat, because it's but they are really celebrating the Queen's life and really making the most of this.
It's certainly nothing like it was in 1997 when Princess Diana died, and there was frenzied grief going on there. I mean, people were barely under control, I think. This is completely different, isn't it?
Absolutely. It does not feel like that you're at a funeral per se. There was a great sense of relief this afternoon after that huge queue, after we waited and waited and waited and the coffin went past and then suddenly it was all over. It did feel a little bit like you do when you walk out of a funeral and you've just spent all that incredible emotion, and there was that release. And I'm guessing that is going to come back for the state funeral. So there was that sense that people took a big breath out and then sort of milled around and walked, you know, went their ways and went to the bars and cafes to take a break. Beautiful sunny day here in London as well, and the streets just absolutely stunning.
Not too hot?
Well, actually, I might have forgot to pack the sunscreen, actually, Kim. I know it was the one thing I didn't put in my little kit bag for the long wait.
I'm sure somebody could lend you some, Corin.
Well, you know, it's not bad to say that you come home from the UK with a little bit of a sunburn, is it?
It made me smile. We had a cut from a woman who said, you know, the Queen's death was so untimely. And I'm thinking, she was 96. Did people have some kind of weird, magical belief that she was immortal?
It is unbelievable. I mean, everyone's heard, we've been box-popping everybody, haven't we? I mean, everyone's heard grab after grab of people in queues, and they just genuinely, absolutely have that love for the Queen. And, you know, I just think there was a woman next to me sobbing in tears as that casket went by. They really do feel it so deeply, and it's quite strange at times that people feel that way, but that's how they do feel, and it runs deep. You just can't deny it.
Excellent to talk to you, Corin. Thank you, and look after the sunburn. Corin Dann, who's in Westminster, and he will be joining us, I think, later in the programme.